David Skywalker Hemp, Compassion, from his CD Skywalker Walking Until Now. And we're here with Melissa A. Stone, Santangelo. When are you going to change your name? I love that name. That's so cool. Santangelo. Yeah, I was watching baseball with my brother and his young son yesterday, and there was a guy batting. His name was, it was spelled Angel.
Uh-huh.
Pagan.
Huh, that's interesting.
But it's Angela Pagan or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But I went Angel Pagan. Wow, that's wild.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool name.
I want to get back to this place of, for every body type, there are people who love the body type. You know, it's almost like the Midwest. There was the classic very skinny farmer.
Uh-huh.
And with the big buxom,
yeah.
You know. You know, just voluptuous.
Wasn't that Ma and Pa Kettle?
Something like that. Like, it's like, okay, those two just go together. They're
yeah.
like peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And just mentioning off air here that I think I saw some commercial for Tyra where, you know, they were going to be talking about men who have these little beer bellies or Buddha bellies and these gorgeous women who love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about the six-pack abs and it's not about all that stuff. And, to find somebody who really just kind of lights up around you just
mm-hmm.
for who you are.
Yeah.
And just appreciates, you know, every little curve and dimple and, you know, aspect of you. But there's big work on both sides
yeah.
for this whole image thing and the societal mind games that, you know, we take on early on from that childhood place of loving ourselves and not knowing that there's anything to even measure.
Right. Right, until TV, until we start looking at TV.
Right, or that I'm not as good as my brother, or...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom's favorite.
Yeah. Teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we do all these things, and then it's like, now I have to maintain myself. I've got to this place of I'm in the form that I really enjoy, and I think I look great, but now I have to maintain it. Now I'm going to the gym. Now I'm committed to this whole lifestyle. Ugh, can't I just be who I am? Just find my own natural stasis where I'm healthy and happy and feeling good and
mm-hmm.
not care about what other people think?
Well, that's, I mean, when you start to love yourself, that's mm-hmm. where you go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't feel like I need to maintain anything, although I every day I try to get fitness and some nutrition,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because that energizes my body to do the things I need to do, you know, but you don't feel like you have to maintain something. It's just living.
Mm-hmm.
It's living and loving yourself and
mm-hmm.
being in the moment. And
because seasons affect us.
Oh, I totally. Mean, in the winter, you gain weight.
Part of the reason
the way it is.
We brought this up was because it's summertime and all of a sudden folks are thinking, well, I want to wear less clothes.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I have to think about my white legs.
Well, that's a different subject.
My white Irish legs.
Yeah.
But it's still doing something about that. If,
right.
If I'm not loving my white legs, then what am I, where's my head at?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to love yourself for every aspect and every
mm-hmm.
every bit of what it is. And if you don't, then do something about it. Change how you see.
Yeah, because there's no operations right now to get rid of freckles.
No. Well, I guess there are. There's some peels out there. I think my esthetician could find something.
I see, feel myself in a whole wrap. Okay, we're going to take all your skin off.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But those are painful things.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't need to do all those surgical and...
We can do a natural approach.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Rub some lemon on your freckles.
Some lemon?
Yeah, lemon will bleach.
Uh-huh.
Bleach the skin.
Well, no, actually, I love my freckles, but I think some people are just... 459-4036, 459-3690. If there's something you want to add to the conversation or something we haven't said, that's good. Somebody, I'm glad I suggested that. KZSA, you're on the air.
Hi. I didn't know if you were taking calls or not because I hadn't heard people calling in.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I'm loving your discussion,
mm-hmm.
but just wanted to throw a little complication in, which is, you know, there are times when to love yourself is, I'm speaking as a dad who raised a couple girls, and back in the 80s, it was all about, you know, eating organic whole wheat bread, you know, and so they, like a lot of kids, eat a lot of toast and are just addicted to, one of them especially is addicted to a carbohydrate rush, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can see, it's hard for me to say, but you can see that, you know, a change would be easy if you could find a way to regulate that carbohydrate rush that people become addicted to. And mm-hmm. you don't want to just be in the position of saying, okay, love yourself in the habit you've grown accustomed to.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like there's such a thing as your better self or your potential self or your, you know, could be what you're talking about is your higher self.
Right.
But again, it gets very tricky for other people to say that, especially when you're talking to a woman's self-image, you know. And there's a lot of conflicting signals out there in society now which make figuring out when to love yourself and when to strive for something better, mm-hmm. very complicated. For instance, in the school system, you know, there was just a constant affirmation of patting kids on the head and telling them that they were just wonderful when they hadn't really done anything, you know? I mean, it was like premature positive reinforcement.
Right.
And as a parent, I felt like I had to resist that, you know? I mean, mm. you want to applaud somebody for doing something, but you don't want to applaud them constantly for not, you know, scarcely trying. I mean,
right.
So anyways, those are just a couple of little thoughts that come to my mind. And it's especially tricky when, you know, I'd be interested if you guys would address the position of a friend or a parent wanting to say something and not wanting to, you know, damage the other person's self-image, but at the same time, being able to push them to strive for something that's achievable. I mean, obviously, when you're talking about freckles, you're not talking about something you want to try to change.
Right.
But if you're talking about an addiction to carbohydrates, it might be a different story.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's just my two cents, and you guys take it where you
Wonderful.
Want to.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your show. I'm really digging listening to you guys.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. That appreciation of the person and kind of the patting on the head,
mm-hmm.
appreciating somebody just for being who they are,
mm-hmm.
without it having to be, you have to perform a certain way. That's kind of a tough one. You don't want people to become, I don't know, that I've had on my wall for a long time the word reach.
Okay.
It's like strive a little
yeah.
bit. You know, try something new on.
Right.
That kind of thing. And as far as talking to somebody about, yeah, issues like this without damaging them or putting something into their mind that's going to affect them makes me think of a friend of mine whose son was just on baseball team for the All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to bring up that he needed some help batting while the tournaments were still going on. And mm-hmm. it wasn't received very well.
Yeah.
And the way it was said, I think, probably influenced that. It wasn't like,
right.
hey, I really appreciate how you're really out there and you're really trying and, you know, you're always working it. Boom. Instead of, there's something wrong with you or you could improve.
Right. And, you know, you can inspire, you can change people's behaviors by inspiring, just doing things yourself that could inspire people, especially, you know, he was talking about his daughter eating a lot of toast,
mm-hmm.
you know. So maybe inspiring her to not eat the carbohydrates by saying, hey, look what I'm making. You know, I'm making mm-hmm. a protein salad or I'm making this instead of eating that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of things.
Or even asking how she feels.
Yeah.
What, you know, trying to go a little bit deeper to find out what it is that the carbohydrates do to her, because it turns to sugar, right?
Right, and then you get that 20-minute rush and then you crash.
You get the energy. So
yeah.
then it's more like, oh, honey, you feel a little tired?
You know,
let's go out and take a walk.
Yeah.
You know, because kids can be fooled.
Yeah.
We got another caller here.
Okay.
KZSC, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. I am on the air.
Hello.
Anyway, I have something to... Let me turn this off here so I can hear myself talk.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to add to this.
Great.
I have never had a weight problem. My name is Alexis. I live in Gilroy. And
congratulations
on that. I
know. Injuries when I was about 9 and 10 years old. They were, one right after the other, some sports injuries. And through this, unfortunate economic collapse, I've had the opportunity to take a year off. Well, what I try to do is access that pain. And I'm 53 years old. I got injured, 40 years ago. And I'm just barely getting down to that point. And what I'm finding is chronic fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was really healthy. I had a wonderful, childhood growing up. I lived in a rural area with, 50 kids on the block. We had lots and lots of fun. And I realized when I'd injured myself young during that period of time, I never really realized how badly it affected my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm finally getting to the point, with yoga, Pilates, the spa, I've been doing all sorts of different types of cross training.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting down to that original terror. I'm 53 years old, and I am terrified.
Wow.
And because of what happened, to my sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neck injury and a collarbone injury, one from falling off the skateboard and another one from doing flip on the trampoline and landing on my neck.
Wow.
Having my feet flip over, and plant themselves right next to my face. And I thought it healed itself, and it never did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that trauma was probably still deep down, and then, we never know when that's going to come up. So I teach people to do a visualization where you're creating a new outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit and you replay that in your head and you get that terror, change the outcome.
Yeah,
change it to, I didn't fall on my head. I finished that whole performance or whatever you were doing, and it all came out great. And just keep replaying it in a different positive way in your head and see if that trauma fear goes away.
Yeah, I think so, because I think this is the first time I've really had an opportunity to work and work and work. And it actually took 6 hours on the mat every day and about 6 hours in the gym just to get those mm-hmm. muscles to let loose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was so tight.
Yeah, that trauma
so
is buried. Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear the beginning of the show? The woman that I played, Carla McLaren, on the...
No, I just tuned in about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, great. It'll be on the archives someday here in next week or so. And she talked about a little thing about fear and...
It was good,
and using that to kind of dissolve or to shift it.
Yeah, when will that be?
Good question. I don't know. I have to check to see how up to date we are on the archives, if our student public affairs director is keeping up with that or if that's fallen to the wayside at summertime.
Okay, should I log on to find out what's going on with that?
Yeah, it won't be on there now, that's for sure. But you could also check out Carla McLaren.
McLaren,
and what was it? Oh, yes, The Language of Emotions, What Your Feelings Are Trying to Tell You. You can go to SoundsTrue.com to find out more about that.
What was that again?
Go to SoundsTrue.com.
SoundsTrue.com?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Find out more about her work.
Okay, great.
Great, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Sweet. Yeah, there's and so it boils down to what we've experienced in life affects
most
what
definitely.
We're actually able to do.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to be somehow reasonable as to what we're going to be able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
87-year-old mom is not going to be a 19-year-old mom ever again.
But she could have the mindset.
Well, she says she's still 19 in her mind.
Yeah, I say that too.
Yeah, and when we find older folks who still have that spirit going in them, you just feel like, wow.
Oh, they're just great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know some people like that. I have a 70-year-old client that I saw yesterday, and he told me he was 70. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I was like, really? 56 maybe, but not 70.
Wow.
He looks great. Uh-huh. He's got that attitude, that child attitude, that playful attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a lot of care of himself,
Right. Yeah, it's almost like there's a certain virility. I don't know if virility is all a male thing, but there's that, I think there's a sexual energy or sensual energy that comes with loving ourselves,
mm-hmm.
where we kind of put out this feel. And mm-hmm. and I, you know, my grandfather, he remarried when he was 78.
Wow.
And to a younger woman, of course, she was 64. But Loma was a, you know, beautiful, well-endowed, you know, voluptuous woman. And boy, they loved a hug. And I always used to think, what else are they doing? It's a little easier to think of your grandfather doing that, not your parents. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Or your kids.
Mm-hmm. So basically you're saying it's not a lone affair. Help, affirmations, have folks support us in
yeah.
what we're doing.
Yeah.
I just think of myself quitting smoking cigarettes, and every day passed quitting. I got stronger. I felt better.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and then at the end of the year, you know, you could almost take a photo of yourself, the before and after. You see them on TV commercials all the time.
You could see the difference, yeah.
Oh, here's with the ab, you know, strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, and it does, and it takes time in this mucky physical realm.
Yeah, it does take some time. So, you know, be real about that.
Be easy on yourself.
You know, yeah, that, you know, don't think, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go work out for 3 hours and I'm going to do that every day, you know, and I'm only going to eat little tiny salads. I mean, that's just unreal. You know, you have to be real about it,
mm-hmm.
and think, okay, today I'm just going to say I love myself.
Mm.
And then tomorrow, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to walk. I'm going to park far away and walk. I mean, there, you can start really small and take the baby steps. Then you're going to stick with it longer.
Yeah. And if you're making the choices that make you feel good also.
Yeah.
You know, not eating the food that you dislike just because it's good for you. There's got to be a combination, or doing exercise. Well, I hate to run. Well, don't run. There's other ways to.
There's other ways. You don't need. Yeah,
it.
I don't like to run either. But you know, when I run,
mm-hmm.
I lose a lot of weight
mm-hmm.
because running is really good for
that,
you.
That aerobic, right?
And you do, but I don't like to run.
Mm-hmm.
So I do yoga and Pilates. That's what I like to do,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps me at the place that I like.
Yeah,
you know.
Beautiful and voluptuous.
Thank you.
Well, that's about it. I have not seen anybody come in for breakfast in bed, so that means probably Betsy is going to be showing up any moment. And you have been listening to Conciliation Sunday. I'm your host, Kevin Spitzer. We've been talking to Melissa A. Stone. She will be back on again because there's many topics that
mm-hmm.
We want to delve into, and we're kind of looking at Melissa's co-host here
yeah.
and see if we can get her into the fold of Conciliation Sunday.
So I have a question. So if listeners want certain topics, they can email me.
Oh, great.
At melissa@balancedstudio.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll consider what people want to hear.
And you have your Balance Toolkit also that's
out. My Balance Toolkit, yes.
Yeah. And that, I would think, speaks to weight and body image and all
oh,
that
yeah.
Kind of
it's if you want to learn the visualizations, the meditations to love yourself, to do anything, take yourself out of addiction or weight gain, things like that. Yeah, the Balance Toolkit's for you.
Yeah, and Melissa's a great resource for all that in the community. And there is Betsy, so we're going to go out of here. KZSC Santa Cruz, 88.1 FM. A little bit of Mind Games by John Lennon, because that's just what we kind of do to ourselves when we're start thinking about all this stuff. Melissa, thank you for coming
up.
I'm not feeling quite right. I hope you feel great after loving yourself up today.
Yeah, I will. Thank
folks,
you.
Folks, love yourself first, and then take that love out in the world. Share it with everybody. Bye.
Namaste.